this is a special service for me because as an artist, this is an important aspect of the work that I do and the work that I use for my inspiration. I see the artist as an explorer and a seeker. And I'm going to, I have another quote from Donald Custod on the artist Robert Morris, and he said, "The artist does not necessarily know what he is doing, what insight he has when he is making art." And I have found that to be true for me. When I first started drawing, I didn't know where I was going with it. But it was in viewing other artists that, you know, gave me the inspiration and drive to seek a voice of my own. I love what Dick said about Jackson Pollock. When I first saw my first real Jackson Pollock, I was sucked right in. And that's where I began my journey was, you know, when I first started to find my voice was with drip paintings. But the spirituality is in the finished process, you know, the finished product. It's in how we view what we're seeing too. I mean, how many of you walk through the gallery, you know, when there's artwork hanging on there and actually stop and look? You know, how many of you race by and avert your eyes? It takes time to develop a dialogue with a painting, and I believe that all paintings have something to say. So today, for this morning's words of reflection, I'd like to leave you with a quote by Oscar Wilde. "The meaning of any beautiful created thing is, at least, as much in the soul of him who looks at it as it was in his soul who wrought it. Nay, it is rather the beholder who lends to the beautiful thing its myriad meanings and makes it marvelous for us and sets it in some new relation to the age so that it becomes a vital portion of our lives and a symbol of what we pray for, or perhaps of what, having prayed for, we fear that we may receive."